Welcome everyone, Mez Hashem. We continue with the Chavetz Chaim Sefer Zechor LeMiriam Perek Tezvav Shin number 63. There should be a schus for a four shleim for Shalom and Tila Leo, all Chayli Yisrael. And the Chavetz Chaim continues explaining the Medrash. What does Hashem want from us? We discussed this early in the Sefer Kavod Shemaim. In the previous Sefer that we learned, and he finds it to be very important to repeat this point. What do I want from you, ask Hashem? Love each other. Give honor to each other. And have some fear for each other. Don't steal from each other. Now the Chavetz Chaim wants to point out different parts of this Maimer Chazal. What does it mean? Don't do to somebody what you don't want to be done to you. Treat other people the same way you want to be treated. My grandmother, Leah Shalom, would say, if you have nothing nice to say, don't say it. And he tells us to look at people in a better positive light as opposed to a negative approach. If you see somebody and he's an usher, he's a very wealthy person, so you should tell yourself he probably gives more tzedakah than I do. See somebody who's an ani, so you say he's in a very difficult situation. Always look at a person in a very positive situation. And this will train us that even if things are not going well, we can look in a positive way and not come to speak Lashon Hara and we'll still love the person. And tell yourself, you see another Yid, you see another Jew, there's a mitzvah to love that person. I just want to share with you one short story someone told me. The person was giving a shiur, and in the middle of giving the shiur to a nice group, someone walks in and starts asking for tzedakah in the middle of the shiur. And the person who was giving the shiur told me that he was quite annoyed at first, thinking, doesn't the person realize there's a shiur going on? Now is not the time to ask for tzedakah. Afterwards, the person had time to think about what transpired. And he realized that the individual who needed to ask for tzedakah was probably in such a state and a need for that money that no, he did not notice that there was a share going on. All he noticed was his empty wallet and his hungry stomach. That's what the Chavetz Chaim is telling us. Bechol hinyonim yuchol limtsoi mailois harbi bechaver yoisim imenu. You could find better attributes in other people than what you have. And that's really the key, to get along with other people. We all make mistakes. The same way we want somebody to look at us and say, you know what, he's not such a bad person. We should do the same for other people as well. And we will to get along, even though they have faults. We all have faults. But look at the positive mindless of other people.